University of Washington student newspaper attacks white people for learning about their own ancestry. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 22, 2019. An article recently published in the University of Washington student newspaper outlines the racist rationale of one student writer, who has taken offense at white people using genetic testing to learn more about their own ancestry. The author fears that genetic testing will make white people start believing that they have the right to become a part of their true culture once they learn more about their own DNA. An article published in the University of Washington student newspaper, The Daily, chastises white people for desiring to learn more about their own genetic ancestry and for getting excited upon discovering information about their personal DNA that they previously had not known. The piece, entitled, "Instead of Trading Your Lederhosen for a Kilt, Trade Your White Privilege for Cultural Awareness," was written by student Kiran Singh, who suggests that white people use genetic ancestry testing not to learn more about their own ancestry per se, but to have an excuse for wearing a racially insensitive costume. Thank you 23andMe for giving white people yet another way to try and make claim to minority status, begins Singh in her piece, before recalling an Ancestry.com commercial that had irritated her, as it was about a man who discovers he is Scottish after he had grown up thinking he was German, and then trades in his Lederhosen for a kilt. Singh argues that while the advertisement seems cute, it will actually make white people think they have the right to become a part of their true culture once they discover their real ethnic background. It appears that the thrill lies in people discovering that they're not as white as they have the privilege of being, argues Singh. All of a sudden, this newfound knowledge about personal bloodlines means people get to claim a culture they previously had no connection to. The student then cites Elizabeth Warren, who has fallen under scrutiny for reportedly claiming to be Native American on a job application, and her Texas bar registration card. While it is no doubt unethical to utilize 1/1024th of your genetic ancestry as a tool in an attempt to steal an opportunity reserved for a minority, a situation as audacious as Warren's cannot reasonably be compared to those who are simply interested in learning about their own genetic backgrounds. Moreover, already knowing information about one's own ancestry without the assistance of a DNA test is not an indicator of one having an individual experience equal to an ancestor. Singh goes on to suggest that all white people who have an ancestor of non-European descent likely only have one due to a white ancestor raping a non-white ancestor in the past, never once considering the possibility of an individual with European descent having ancestors enslaved by Moorish rulers. Newsflash, Karen, you're not biracial because you had a black ancestor 200 years ago. You're just a privileged byproduct of your white ancestor's propensity toward slavery and colonialism, continues Singh, using the name Karen as a pejorative for white women. The student then goes on to claim that if she were to take a DNA test, she'd probably discover that some Dutch trader raped one of my ancestors, adding that this doesn't mean she will suddenly start consuming fried dough food. A DNA test that shows you have a little bit of X ethnicity is disrespectful, inappropriate, and completely ignorant, insists Singh, before making a bizarre claim that black people can trace their bloodlines because of the effects of the slave trade, despite the reality that black people can, in fact, purchase a genetic testing kit to trace their bloodlines. The Daily did not respond to Breitbart News' request for clarification on whether or not it would allow the same piece to be published in the newspaper, chastising minorities rather than whites for taking interest in learning about their own genetic ancestry. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.